Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 8:51. We've been following the fallout from the Glastonbury Festival, or the Hate Festival, which is exactly what it is. Is this a case of cancel culture? Can it apply to artists who spread hate through music? Grant Graff, he's a filmmaker. He's the director of the Legacy Project. I haven't spoken to him for a while. Grant, I am hoping that you are well. What did you think when you started to see this story playing out?
Well, Howard, thank you for having me. Look, I mean, nothing short of grotesque. In a packed audience and crucially broadcast on the BBC, they led a crowd shouting death, death to the IDF. And the message behind them projected the UN calls it genocide, the BBC calls it conflict. This wasn't a protest. It was incitement dressed up as performance art.
Yeah. And it really was. And there effectively are three parties at play, maybe even four. You've got the artist, you've got the festival itself, and you've got the BBC. You've also got the audience, but that is impossible to prosecute, I would imagine. How does it get to a situation that you've got all four of these working together to allow this type of situation?
Well, it's quite unique, actually, in that respect. Look, the BBC are known to be proponents of conducting blatant and open, you know, anti-Semitism. So I don't think that's any surprise. And more recently, obviously, the UK has trended upwards in respect to protests and, you know, blatant anti-Semitism on the streets. So also no surprise. I mean, the real question here is, in terms of dealing it, what sort of action are the authorities going to take on this? And you know, in Britain today, your people have been arrested, generally arrested, for what they post on social media, tweets, Facebook comments, sometimes crude, sometimes offensive, sometimes simply clumsy. Yet here in front of tens of thousands on live national broadcast, we heard death to the IDF ring out. Now, to be clear, the IDF is not an abstract concept. It's made up of Jewish men and women, many of them conscripts. A call for their death is not a political statement. It's a call for violence against Jews in uniform. It's incitement, it's hate speech. And the legal threshold is not only met, it's surpassed. And yet the police response so far is, we are reviewing the footage. Don't call us, we'll call you.
What do you think the consequences are of them not dealing decisively with this?
Well, I think it lays out the map for the future of the UK. And look, we do have breaking news on this, in that in the state, the US State Department has moved to block this death chanting weirdo Bob Vinon from entering the US. He was scheduled to tour 20 U.S. cities, including New York City, L.A., Boston, and D.C. But now the State Department is reportedly preparing to revoke his visa. So I think a lot is going to be dependent on the type of action which authorities take, and that's going to lay out the map for future anti-Semitism, how they deal with anti-Semitism in the future, and to what extent we should be prepared. You know, the fact is that also, let's be honest here, there was no apology, not even the usual boilerplate apology if anyone was offended. Mm. In fact, their silence is telling, because this wasn't a slip of the tongue. This was calculated. It was intentional. It was a feature of the performance, not a bug.
Yeah, it is just insane. We are going to have to leave it there. We're going to go to music. Thank you for that, Grant DeGroff. We're going to keep a very close eye on this story.